When we think about living longer and staying healthy, we think about our heart, our weight, and maybe our brain. Almost nobody thinks about their bones. But today's guest says that a serious mistake that your bone density may be one of the most overlooked keys to how well and how long you live. And that whether you're 30 or 80, you know, what's happening inside your bones right now is quietly shaping your strength, your independence, and your future. By the end of this conversation, you're going to think about your body in a completely different way. Now, my guest today has spent more than a decade challenging how we think about strength, aging, and the human body. Kyle is the founder and the CEO of OsteoStrong, a health and wellness system focused on building muscular skeletal strength and bone density. Since 2012, his work has helped thousands of people, ranging from the age of 8 to 92, improve their strength, their balance, endurance, and bone density. And he's here to talk about something most of us never even think about until it's too late. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Stacey. I really appreciate being here.
Well, I appreciate having you. Now, let's start with the big idea, because I think it's going to surprise people. We hear consistently about heart health, weight, and staying active, but bone density rarely ever comes up until something breaks. Why is bone density so overlooked?
Well, those other things do matter a lot for longevity. I think you would agree with that. There is a misnomer that it's bone density that people are focused on, more specifically bone mineral density. And that is really the wrong thing to be looking at. It's more bone quality and bone strength, and that matters substantially more than bone density. It's a great question, don't get me wrong. It's what we've all been trained to think about because of the way when a woman goes to her OBGYN and she's in her 50s, she's going to get a DEXA scan. And a DEXA scan will look at the content or the density of the bone of the minerals you have in your bone. And so if it's low, you're like, okay, I've got osteopenia, osteoporosis, I need to do something about it. That's the wrong thing to be looking at. In fact, there was a study that showed per capita, more women will fracture a bone who have osteopenia than osteoporosis. Now, we don't know exactly why that is, but we have found that bone quality, tensile strength, and other factors, hydration actually affects fractures of bones and things like this. So putting all that aside for just a moment, I want to say this to you, anybody listening, if you have a DEXA scan that shows that you have low bone mineral density, it's likely, in fact, I know it's not telling you the full story, so I don't want people to get a visceral fear reaction that, oh my gosh, I got osteoporosis, I'm going to fracture bone. There are other factors that need to be looked at that would determine whether or not you're going to have a fracture. But to answer your question a little bit differently, bone strength and what your bones do to reform themselves and remineralize and do all these things contributes substantially to longevity and quality of life and, of course, fracture resistance. The bone is an organ in and of itself, and it's not just making blood, red blood cells and white blood cells. It's also making your other beta cells and T cells. But beyond that, and what most people, so I'm gonna give you a little scoop on here. Most people do not realize one of the most important things that bone does is it actually makes something called osteocalcin. And osteocalcin will release into the bloodstream, and it will affect the way that your pancreas produces insulin. It will affect the way that your brain produces dopamine and serotonin, and the way the human body makes testosterone. And a lot of women don't realize this. They actually make a lot more testosterone than they do estrogen. Not to diminish the importance of estrogen, but you do have the testosterone, and your bones are critical to all those processes, and they're all triggered by osteocalcin. Without osteocalcin or lowering levels of osteocalcin, you will find decline in memory, brain function, you will become more metabolically dysfunctional in the areas of processing glucose, your ability to move heavy things through space, because also good for muscles as well, and then finally fractures. All of those things are affected by the quality of your skeletal health. So it's a beautiful conversation you're bringing up, but the understanding of the importance of this critical organ in your body, your skeletal system, is often boiled down to and overlooked. It's boiled down to what's the density of the mineral content of my bones? Oh my gosh, I got a low one. I got to start taking calcium supplements. That's not the focus on what you should be looking at.
Right. Now, why do you believe it's actually one of the most important factors in how well that we age?
Well, just on the osteocalcin, dopamine and serotonin. One of the things that, so I'm 57 years old, and one of the things that people think about as they get older is like, my memories, I'm starting to forget things, or my brain doesn't have as much snap. So you're right in the beginning, like people thinking about, you know, brain health, body fat, and heart health. I mean, those are the three big that everybody's thinking about, and they should be. It is hard to manage your body fat if your pancreas is not functioning at the level it needs to with insulin production. It's hard to manage your brain health if you're not able to make as much dopamine or serotonin. So just those two things alone are massive for longevity, but triggering your bones to make osteocalcin, they don't just do it on their own. You have to... It happens when your body, your bones are remodeling, and the way that you trigger remodeling is with force. That is the language that bone speaks. If you don't create enough force, bone turnover doesn't happen, osteocalcin isn't being made, and if your bone turnover is slow or not happening at the rate that you're losing it, then obviously osteocalcin goes down, bone strength goes down, muscle strength goes down, your pancreas ability to make insulin goes down. All these things are affected. So it's a central component to achieving two of the three things that people generally think about: brain health and losing weight. Is foundationally about bone strength.
I love that. Now help us understand the connection, because I don't think most people get it. What does bone density actually have to do with longevity and the quality of life?
Well, it doesn't. It's not about bone density. And so that's what people are thinking, because that's what we've been trained. And so one of the biggest challenges we have at OsteoStrong is we know that bone mineral density doesn't really have as much to do with fracture as people have been communicated to through many different media channels, doctors, and so forth. And so we have to play that game. We're like, okay, they're coming here for low bone mineral density. You can come to OsteoStrong. We'll help you increase that. But that's not really critically important. It's important, but not critically important. Your bones, bone mineral density, the mineral density of your bone is really about, think of your bones as a battery, mm-hmm. except what they're storing is minerals that your body can use. So when your blood calcium level is maintained within a very narrow range, if that drops, your body will take that calcium from your bones, or magnesium and different minerals from your bones, as needed for optimal health. And then calcium is arguably one of the most important minerals in the body. Every neuron that fires, whether you have a thought or blink your eyes, your heart beats, it's calcium.
Yeah.
And so you need that in your favor. So your body will use that calcium. So yeah, you do want good mineral density for that, but it doesn't lend so much to fracture prevention as you might think. For instance, there was a study that published about 10, 12 years ago that showed that, you know how your hip bone will kind of come up, your femur will come up and will hook over and plug into your pelvis, for lack of a better term. And that distance between the top of your femur and your hip bone, the longer it is, the greater risk you are of having a hip fracture. So the geometry of that bone is a better indicator of whether or not somebody will have a hip fracture than bone mineral density.
Right.
And while that can be seen on a DEXA scan, there hasn't been any quantified data to say, wow, you've got this longer bone here, we need to strengthen your muscles and your balance so you don't fall.
Right.
And so, yeah, bone mineral density matters. It's just not as important as you might think. for longevity and fracture prevention, it's about strength of the bone and triggering osteogenesis, or the development of new bones, so that you will have bountiful amounts of osteocalcin flowing through your bloodstream.
I love that. Now, what happens to us, like our strength, our balance, our independence, as, you know, bone density starts to decline?
Yeah, so as the strength of your bones start to decline, it is directly linked to muscle strength. So a lot of people don't realize this, that bone strength, I'll just call it bone strength so we kind of get off the density aspect of
it.
But your bone strength, your muscle strength is directly correlated to your bone strength. Your central nervous system will never allow your muscles to impose more force than what your bones can handle. And so as bone mineral density starts to go down in your 30s, and then for women accelerates through perimenopause and menopause, then your muscle strength is going right along with it, because your central nervous system is saying, whoa, 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 we don't have the strength here that we used to, so those are going to start dropping. The less you use your muscles, the less effective they become at reaction times and things like this. So your balance is going to go down as your muscles get weaker. And what we've seen with OsteoStrong, or anytime you can do a maximal loading on your skeletal system, that not only does physical strength increase dramatically, but balance and agility do as well. And there's different reasons for this, but to keep the podcast simple, unless you want to go, we can go deep and wide as you'd like to go on any of these topics. That we find that through skeletal strength conditioning, that physical strength improves, balance improves, metabolic, the reconditioning happens, brain function improves, mood elevation improves, like all these things happen. It's really weird. There's no single fitness modality type of thing I have ever seen that delivers these kinds of results for somebody for such a minimal amount of effort. That's the beautiful thing about what is it we do. It's 5 minutes once a week.
Wow. And why is it something that people in their 30s and 40s should care about, not just something to worry about later on?
Well, absolutely, people should be caring about it. That there was a study that there's been a couple studies, several studies actually, but there's a couple of big studies that have shown that somebody in their 40s today has 10 to 12% lower bone density than somebody in their 40s in the 1980s. In fact, we're seeing this with teenagers. There was a study done in the 80s that showed they had 11 to 12% higher bone density than teenagers today. It's huge. It's worse than a pandemic. Fracture rates are going up. So we've been talking about supplementation, and there's a whole host of pharmaceuticals to help people increase bone density. And we talk about diet and nutrition. Fracture rates are going up dramatically. It's expected over like the next 20 or 30 years that hip fractures in men are going to go up by almost 350%. They're going to go up in women by about 260%. And when you add to it that, their metabolic dysfunction goes right along with that. So type 2 diabetes, brain function, mood, all these things, testosterone, it's like it's massive. It's something that people should be looking at all the time. And bone grows very easily in teenagers. So it's kind of between like 13 to 20 years old, bone density is added so easily. And we've edited out activity out of our lifestyles, so nobody needs to go do anything. I mean, heck, you and I are sitting here talking on a computer right now, right? Yeah. We didn't have to get on a plane and get to each other to have a conversation and have this meeting. And we can do it here, but it's cell phones deliver food and all the things, and our children are benefits of that, but also they're making the payments for it as well. So there was an interesting study, several studies that have shown that even fracture rates are going up a lot in the military. The military does all these things to track medical data from all the people. And so basic training, the fracture rates have been going up steadily, and it's not because it's changed, it's because people are so much weaker.
Wow. Now, I have a feeling our modern lifestyle plays a big role here. How do, our sedentary lives, all the sit-in and the screens and the convenience affect our bones and our long-term health?
Well, bone requires force. And so I mentioned earlier, the language of bone is force, and there's no getting around that. There's not a pill you can take or anything you do that's going to build bone strength except force. That's the bad news. The other bad news, and I'm going to share with you some good news too. The other bad news is that force is really only achieved through impact, like high impact. You can't lift enough weights typically to trigger that level of force to build bone density, which is unfortunate. You can run, but if you're not sprinting, it's very hard to hit the level of force production needed. There was been a couple big studies around them. One was Dr. Kevin Deere out of Bristol, United Kingdom, in 20 the 2015, I believe it was. He had over 700 subjects he attached accelerometers to, and he had them jumping off things. And what he found is they could not trigger osteogenesis, the development of new bone, unless they experienced a minimum of 4.2 multiples of their body weight. The problem, and being 57 myself, is that the older you get, the less your impact feels good. Let's put it that way. It's hard for your joints. And so impact great for bones, bad for joints. And so the idea is, how do you get the minimum dose response of force without the impact? And that was why we developed OsteoStrong. And I just want to see people healthy, and I don't like the fact that I got to be talking about my company because it seems self-serving and biased, and there's always going to be bias there. But what you need is you need force through bone without impact to protect your joints. That's what we specialize in, and allowing people to hit those levels of force safely. So we've done over 25 million sessions, and I think our injury rate is 0.00003%. I mean, it is so incredibly low, and we're dealing with an elderly population. So I mean, our oldest member is over 100 years old. But the cool thing is, when people do a session, their strength, their posture, their chronic joint and back pain all goes away. Bone density starts coming up, and that bone density takes longer to see because it's a slow-growing material and it grows from the inside out. But so it takes like 12 to 18 months to start to see that change. But for every percentage bone density or bone mineral density you increase, you've essentially added back, a year of life to your bone. So if you increase 7% of bone mineral density in a year, you've essentially added back 7 years of bone mineral density that you would have lost otherwise.
Now, are we losing something, previous, generations naturally had?
Naturally, well, bone mineral density is something that's generally only built through impact force. So people don't necessarily naturally have it. They had it because they were doing more. So they were just much more physically active. When we were an agrarian society, before the Industrial Revolution, I mean, people had to swing hammers, pick up shovels, walk places, ride a horse, do whatever. And these activities put strains on our body. Now, they were inconvenient, right? There were all kinds of problems with that kind of lifestyle. But we had healthier bodies. And so, yeah, what we're really doing, it's not genetically we're any different. It's that we have edited activities out of our life. Which makes total sense because, we are calorie consumers and calorie conservers at our core. Every biological organism is. You give a tiger enough calories, you'll just have a fat tiger who won't go out there and do things. He's just doing what he's supposed to do, consume calories and conserve them. We're all that way. And so we're like, how do we make this easier? How do we make this easier? To the point now where we don't have to do anything. We don't have to move. We could run companies, trade stocks, create companies, I could run my entire company from my cell phone without ever having to get on my computer, which means I can do this from any. I could sit there in my pajamas and run my company, and a lot of people do that. Nothing wrong with it, except it's unhealthy.
It's
And
true.
so we have to willfully. Well, here's the thing about it is, We have to willfully do something to improve our health,
right,
which means we're having to willfully do something that goes against our human nature, conserve calories, right? It was easy. It's like, oh, if I got to go out there and hunt down a gazelle so that my family could eat, you don't have any choice, is that or die.
Right.
Now it's like I can Uber Eats and I can get the gazelle delivered in any way I want it prepared, you know?
Right.
I want Thai gazelle with noodles tonight or whatever, like however you want it.
Yeah. Now, what are the everyday habits quietly weakening us that we don't even realize?
The habits that we do every day. It's if you look at your phone, it will tell you how much usage you have on your phone of the different types of apps. When you're using your phone 99 times out of 100, you're sitting there. So when you start seeing that, oh, I spent 6 hours on my phone today, regardless of what it is that you were doing,
right?
That's 6 hours of non-movement. So movement is incredibly important.
Yeah.
And so anything that you can do to move is fantastic. I mean, going to the gym is great, but unfortunately and sadly, the gym industry is a failed industry. Not that they are failures. I wouldn't say that. I mean, there are some very innovative, smart people who've done some amazing things in the industry. It's a failure in that people don't do it.
Right.
The percentage of people that regularly work out year in and year out, I mean, we're talking less than 1% of the population. So it's a utility that people just don't want to use.
Right.
And so a friend of mine was telling me yesterday, in fact, that a 90-year-old woman had set up basically bars, horizontal bars that were high above the floor all around her house. And she would swing around her house going from bar to bar. And she would hang from a bar and drink her coffee in the morning. Can you imagine this woman's grip strength is unbelievable, and she's 90 years old swinging around her house like a monkey. That actually kind of sounds sort of fun. It wouldn't be fun for the first couple of months because you wouldn't have the strength to do that, but you're stretching out all those ligaments and tendons, and you're using your muscles in unique ways, and after your body got used to it, it'd be fun. It'd be weird.
Yeah.
Right? I'd have a hard time telling my wife, hey, we're building a new custom home, and it's going to be covered in monkey bars. You're going to love it. If I was a single weird guy, maybe that would work out. But no, it's not practical. But you just have to figure out ways that's going to make it fun for you to do. And it's got to be fun. And if you won't, like I tell people, look, if you don't have an OsteoStrong near you, jump onto the ground and land as hard as you can 6 to 10 times once a day.
Right.
All right. That could trigger enough osteo. It's not going to trigger osteogenesis in your wrists and your arms and necessarily everywhere, but through your bottom of your feet, through your hips, and maybe some in your spine, that can trigger osteogenesis and help you from losing bone just doing that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's like my chief technology officer is using my set of Spectrum for some testing. That's what we call our equipment. And so I haven't had a set of Spectrum in my house for 3 months. I'm supposed to get it in 2 weeks back, but I just go outside and I jump down the ground 5 or 10 times every day. Right. In addition to other stuff I do, just like, I don't want to lose bone strength. So
right.
I just try to force myself to do simple things. If I can't set aside 10 or 15 minimally minutes a day to do the basics.
Right.
Who am I as a man? Like, honestly, I can't give myself 15 minutes a day. But people just aren't doing enough that they need to do. And certainly we don't get impact force at all.
Right.
And you can look at it. I mean, my gosh, when I went to a very large high school outside of Houston, Texas, when I was in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, I remember the names of the three fat kids in the school, overweight kids.
Right.
I can remember them, and there was like 1,000 people in that school.
Yeah.
Now I go into any high school, and it's more than half the kids are overweight.
Right.
And it's horrifying. It's the quality of the food, all the chemicals and everything. It's the lack of movement. It's like, I see it. It's horrifying, and it's an extinction level event because birth rates are dropping as a result.
Yeah.
We've seen. Even I like looking at. Saudi Arabia, because they're a very pronatalistic society. And in the 80s, they were having over 9 children per family. Economically, they've only improved. Their birth rates have dropped down to 2 since the 80s, 2 per family. It's bone density, it's low testosterone, it's quality of food, it's all these things wrapped up. If we continue on this trend, human beings will have a very hard time procreating another 50 years.
Yes, that's so true. Now, for the listeners out there, if you care about staying strong, independent, and healthy for the long run, this is a conversation to share. Follow the advisor with Stacey Chalemi right now. Every week, we bring the experts who help you understand your body and live better and stronger. Now, let's get to the practical version, because I know people are wondering what they can actually do. What actually builds and protects bone density?
So the way you build it is through impact force. So I gave you a couple of examples. You can jump and do those kind of, you need high impact. Pilates, great for your health. I'm not an anti-exercise guy at all, right? But if your objective is to have strong bones, you need high levels of force. Weightlifting is just not that effective. Vibration plate technology doesn't do it. There is a vibe plate out there that's pretty good that I like, called Juvent. It's expensive, but it works, and I like it. OsteoStrong is great. I mean, because it's something people do. The weird things about OsteoStrong that I didn't expect when I started the company, having come from the gym background, is that we see once a week, people come in one day a week, come dressed as you are. You're not going to get sweaty. You're in and out of there in 15 or 20 minutes, but the whole time you're there, you're doing about 60 seconds of total effort. But we see 90 to 100% of our members around the world every single week. So it's something that people will do, right? That's why I said the gym industry has failed, because people just aren't doing it to really meaningfully affect the health of society. So I'm like, okay, it's great invention, but it's a failed invention because people won't do it. OsteoStrong, they actually do it. So if you have one near you, by all means, you should go, because it's not just going to strengthen your bones. It's physical strength, balance, agility, posture, and then weirdly, it eliminates chronic joint and back pain for most people. And it did for me. It saved my life. It's absolutely amazing, and people should do OsteoStrong if you have one. If you don't, find a way that you can get impact force, just doing the hard jumps a day, or get a Juvent vibration plate. Those are really good too. Power plates don't do it, and other types of vibe plates on the market don't increase bone density, unfortunately.
How much of it is actual movement and strength? And when it comes to building your bone density, what kind of movement is most effective?
It's not about movement, and it's not about fatigue. It's about impact force. So it's just so there's a thing called axial loading. So imagine I'm holding a femur. The force really needs to be end-to-end force. So you think about, like, if you're going to try to build bone density in your forearms, you'd have to basically do an open hand hit on us on a wall. I mean, that's the language of bone. So if people are thinking, I went and did aerobics class, or I got on a treadmill, you're not going to build bone density. I went and lifted weights. Well, it's like, how much weight? Because if it's not close to a maximum force production, you're likely not going to build bone density. So it's not so much, it just, you got to remember, the language of bone is high levels of force. And otherwise, it doesn't respond. The Kevin Deere study that I referenced earlier, that showed that 4.2 multiples of body weight was needed. Anybody that got less than 4.2 multiples of body weight didn't see any osteogenesis, which shocked everybody. They thought, well, 3 times body weight is pretty high. Nope, didn't do anything. So it's unfortunate, but the beautiful thing about it is once that signal's turned on, it's happening automatically. If jumping up and down 5 or 6 times did trigger that effect, jumping up and down 200 times doesn't trigger it more.
Now, for someone listening who wants to start protecting their bones today, whatever age they are, where do they begin?
Well, the easiest thing for people to do is OsteoStrong, and I'll explain to you why, and I'm trying not to sound like I'm just promoting my company, is that usually by the time people are concerned about bone density, they're already in their late 50s or late 60s. So they're not really in a position they can go jump hard because they could hurt their back or their knee or they could trip. You know, these kind of things are real potential injuries. And so the great thing about OsteoStrong is that we have highly deconditioned people coming in who've got all kinds of chronic pain or bad posture, even walking on a walker or a cane, and they could come do a session. Now, so you don't feel like, man, I don't want to go into a place where geriatrics, I want to go play. That's not most of our members. We have elite high performance athletes coming into OsteoStrong because of its effect on athletic performance. And so you can be anybody on the spectrum to come use OsteoStrong. That's the easiest thing to do and likely the safest thing to do. If you don't have that near you, then and you feel like I'm out of shape, I can't do this, the first objective would be you're going to have to get in shape first so that you can engage in some impact level of activity. Jumping is something just on a solid surface is something you can control pretty much. So I'm like, okay, I can go out onto concrete on my driveway and I could jump down that 5 or 6 times, right? That will help you. And you can even trigger osteogenesis doing that, but some people aren't able to do that is part of the challenge, yeah.
Now, what are the biggest myths about bone health and what you want to clear up?
Well, I mean, I kind of addressed it right in the beginning that it's not about the mineral density of your bone so much. It's about bone strength and the way bone works is, I'm writing a book. Actually, it's already written. We should be publishing in a couple weeks. It's called The Bone Betrayal, and there's never been a book written like it on this subject ever. It's taken us, ooh, 8 or 9 months of a massive amount of work to create this book. And so you'll learn more things in that book than you ever thought you would ever fully understand or appreciate about bone. But the biggest thing is it's not about bone mineral density, it's about the tensile strength of your bone. And the closest thing you're going to get to a bone scan that will tell that to you is a scan called a TBS scan. T as in Tom, B as in boy, S as in Sam, TBS scan. Stan, that's is your trabecular bone score. And your trabecular bone is just the bone on the inside of your bone. And then so that will give you this better gauge of whether your bones are strong or not. It's not complete, but it is the best one out there. A bone mineral density scan, which is what most DEXA scans do, unfortunately, is not really going to tell you enough. So that's probably the biggest thing. Just stop worrying about bone mineral density. Now, because the world focuses on bone mineral density so much, in a couple of months, the corporate, OsteoStrong Corporate, will guarantee your results that you will see bone mineral density increase within, I think it's 18 months from a DEXA scan. And if you don't, we'll refund like most or all of your money from your membership. The corporate's doing that, not my franchise owners. I'm doing that because we know it works. We've seen it happen long enough. And people are so focused on that. We're like, okay, that's what matters to you. We'll play that game because we do that. But all the other benefits of strengthening your bone from the inside from a TBS score, increasing your balance, your physical strength, getting rid of joint and back pain, upping your osteocalcin to improve serotonin and dopamine and insulin and all those things, you're going to get all those benefits from going to OsteoStrong. And instead of me trying to sell or educate or explain all those things, I'm like, I'll play the game. The world has been tricked into thinking bone mineral density matters. Fine. That's the thing I'll guarantee. If you don't see an increase there and all those other benefits, I'll still give you your money back. Because I want people to do it. I'm on a mission to prevent this extinction level event from people not being able to have children and all the things. Over the next 23 years, I have a lot of work to do. okay, we'll do this one thing. But, you know, it's people don't know that bones are an endocrine organ making osteocalcin. They don't know that bone mineral density doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah.
They think that, you know, Pilates and yoga and Viplates is going to build bone. They think that taking bone mineral supplements, whatever, are going to help. Bone mineral supplements are good.
Yeah.
Except that if you aren't triggering osteogenesis to make new bone, you're not really getting much of a benefit from those supplements, unfortunately. They're important.
Right.
If you're getting the stimulus, then yeah, you want to take those supplements because you have to feed what the bone is looking for. If you don't give the bone what it needs, it's not going to grow.
I love that. Now, there's a lot of noise out there about what to take and eat for bone health. You know, what role do nutrition and supplements generally play in bone density, and where do the people get it wrong?
There's a lot of great information out there. I hear it. I'm like, yep, that's true. That's true. That's true. The missing ingredient is the trigger to build bone. So if you're not getting the stimulus to build bone, you're not, your bones really aren't utilizing that supplement.
Right.
So, you know, your osteoblasts, the cells that run around inside your bone that make more bone mineral density, then you need the nutrients that they need to do, make that happen. But if you give them the nutrients and there's no signal happening
right.
for them to go do that, then they're not utilizing it. The other challenging thing is that bisphosphonates are the primary class of drug out there for showing increases in bone mineral density. The problem with those is that osteoclasts are the cells that break down your bone. And they're very important, and you need them. Bisphosphonates cause premature cell death of your osteoclasts. Mm-hmm. So you're thinking, okay, if they're breaking down my bone and I get rid of those pesky osteoclasts, then I'll have higher bone density.
Right.
Well, that is true because they're no longer taking away bone.
Yeah.
But whenever an osteoclast starts the process of removing bone mineral density, it is the very cell that sends the signal for the osteoblasts to build bone density.
Yeah.
And when osteoblasts are building bone density, your bones are releasing osteocalcin, which
right.
is that very important hormone that makes all these other things work.
Right.
So if you, it is a full system, an ecosystem of support and longevity and performance is your skeletal system inhibiting one of the key remodeling factors of bone. Osteoclasts through a bisphosphonate can be, and the science is not 100% clear on this. There's been a lot of tangential science that has shown this. So I'm speaking kind of cutting edge stuff. There's a lot of new research on this right now. So
yeah.
If you're listening to this podcast, you're hearing stuff that nobody else is really talking about in the world yet, has been researched in top tier journals. It just hasn't made it into the ethos yet through
yeah.
podcasts and books. That's why we're writing this book. Like, dang, there's a much bigger subject out here than people even realize.
Right.
It's massive. So yeah, nutrition is great. Like you need proper nutrition for bone and so many other functions of the body. I mean, if you pick up an item in the store and there's more than seven or eight ingredients in it, you probably shouldn't even be eating it.
Right.
Even if you don't know how to read those ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Fewer ingredients with any product you buy is probably better.
Yes.
The supplementation is huge because it's very likely that the fruits or vegetables that you're eating to get various nutrients aren't even in that anymore. I mean, those, when you see like, hey, spinach has this much vitamin C in it, for instance, or
right.
whatever, that was determined like back in the 60s. And now that field has been over-farmed for 50 years.
Yep.
We have no idea how many nutrients are actually coming out of that same soil that's been over-farmed. And so you don't even know if it doesn't have the iron and calcium and magnesium and all the things that I actually need in terms of minerals or other nutrients in the thing that you're eating. You don't know. And that's why I think, you know, the supplement industry is massive and it's blown up, but people generally know I'm not getting the stuff that I need.
Yes.
But the other side of that coin is you're not getting the stimulation you need either,
Right.
because your body is not utilizing a lot of stuff. So any kind of exercise is good. I always tell people the best exercise for you to do is the one you'll do.
Yeah.
Resistance training is awesome, but if you won't do it, will you at least go and will you ride a bike? Will you go swimming? Will you do stretching? Like anything? Will you hang by monkey bars?
I love it. Now, what should people understand before they, spend money on supplements?
Well, there is a great, it is my favorite book on supplements ever written, in my opinion. I absolutely love it. Dr. Sandra Kaufman wrote a book called The Kaufman Protocol, Kauffam or something like Kaufman. And so I know her personally. I read the book and I'm like, I understand supplements now better than I've ever understood them. The challenge with supplements is that usually the education you're getting on the supplements is from the manufacturer. So
Yeah.
they're trying to sell you the supplement. That's one of the challenges. So you that, you know, that has good testing and good sourcing of its products, and that's very hard to do. There's a few that I really like, that I've done a bit of research on, and I'll take them. Like Life Extension is a really good solid company. And the great thing about them, and I have no stake in the company, I'm not on their advisory board or anything,
Yeah.
is that they do have a large suite of supplements of different types. So if you're wanting something for brain health or a multivitamin or whatever,
Yeah.
They have a lot to choose from, so you're not having to go from company to company to company and try to come up with your own stack of
Yes.
supplements. But if you just want to be a supplement geek, then I highly recommend reading The Kaufman Protocol. It is, and she's funny. She's such a geek in person, but she's got it, she breaks it all down for you. You're like, okay, I actually understand what this supplement is doing and how it's working my body and how it actually helps my cellular function work. And she does a great job of it. And it's one of these books you could open up in the middle and read on something. So I highly recommend that.
I love that. Now,
Yeah.
how does it all fit into like the bigger longevity picture alongside like strength and movement and lifestyle?
Supplementation?
Yes.
Well, one of the challenges that your body has, so I'm going to go back to the Kaufman Protocol. Okay, so one of the things that have been identified by all these longevity biohacks mega geeks out there, and I say that with respect and love, is they read research. They read a lot of research. I read a lot of research. And what we look for is what is the efficacy behind this particular molecule and what it's doing in the body. And by efficacy, we look at is the studies that are published on it, are they in top tier journals? Do they have, is it a respected study with a lot of subjects? These kinds of things. So your science is, there's no, if anybody ever says the science is settled, stop listening to that person. It is a journey always. It's never a destination.
Right.
And so what we look for is molecules that deliver an outcome. Now, having said that, it has been identified that there's about 7 to 9 ways a cell ages. And what you want to do in looking for a supplement stack is you want to make sure you take supplements that are specifically shown through research to affect one or more of those 7 to 8 aging pathways of the cell. And so, for instance, the way that a cell will get rid of waste, right? So cells will accumulate gunk over time, and the more gunk a cell has, then it becomes a senescent cell and last forever and create all this inflammation. You want to keep your cells clean, but you also want to have a process of getting rid of old senescent cells.
Yes.
You want to extend telomeres, so every time a cell divides, the telomere gets shorter. And when that telomere gets down to zero, the cell either dies or it becomes a senescent cell. and the zombie cell doing all this nasty stuff in your body. So as you get older, there's different aging processes in those cells that just don't work very well.
Right.
So you want to take a supplement stack and take on lifestyle habits that you have to change the older you get, because when you're in 20s and 30s, stuff just works, right?
Yeah.
And you got to know, hey, at 40, this my body stops making collagen, and at 50, this stops happening. But there are things you can do through lifestyle and nutrition and supplements that can affect those things in a positive way.
Right.
So when this is like, oh, so overwhelming, and what am I supposed to do? I mean, I'm learning about OsteoStrong. That's a new thing. And now I've been learning that the supplements I take may be crap or not helping bone density, or like you get overwhelmed. And if you go to one of these biohack longevity conferences, you're going to learn a lot and you're going to walk away like just, I now I know I don't know anything, right?
Right.
I have different people that I follow and learn from when I need to know about a specific subject or something mm-hmm. like that I just don't know. So I can't know everything. Obviously, I don't want to know everything. The burden would be too great, and my brain's not that big. But what I would tell people to do is, and I say, look, if you do like four or five things, you're going to be in the top one percentile that fast.
Right.
Resistance training is huge for longevity. Strong muscles really help you live longer.
Yes.
And you need to do heavy resistance training. While that sounds intimidating and scary to people, and I don't want to do it, there are systems out there like X3 Bar, which are heavy resistance bands that are so safe and easy for your joints and easy to do. You can do that in 10 minutes once a day.
Right.
Intermittent fasting, massive to do intermittent fasting. And then if you really want to get the biggest benefit, 1 to 4 times a month, do a 48-hour fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's massive for getting rid of senescent cells in your body and resetting your immune system.
Right.
OsteoStrong, self-serving statement, I know, bone density, building bone mineral density and bone strength is huge. Getting rid of joint and back pain so that you can function is huge. Increasing mm-hmm. your strength is huge. So if you're just doing intermittent fasting, OsteoStrong, resistance training, and then I like taking a good quality multivitamin so you're getting all things that you need, and then I take anywhere between 10 and 30,000 units of vitamin D3 a day. If I get bit by a tick, I will take 50,000 units of vitamin D3 a day for about 3 weeks.
Right.
And I don't get Lyme's disease. That's not a Kyle hack. I learned that from Dr. Eric Berg.
Mm-hmm.
He's always getting bitten by, he used to have Lyme's disease. He just takes like $40,000 to $50,000 units of vitamin D3. That helps him keep from getting that. And he could explain why that is. I won't get into that in this app. We're getting all over the place now. But I get excited about this subject because it's not hard.
Yeah.
But you just need to do a few things and you put yourself in the one percentile very quickly. And you're going to feel freaking amazing if you just do these few things. My dad called me up the other day and he was complaining about he was getting hand cramps and he's in his 80s and leg cramps. And I'm like the last person he takes advice from for whatever reason. And he said, Dad, I started telling him about what to do. And he wasn't listening. So I just went and bought him this product from Beam, Beam Nutritionals. And it's spray on like minerals on like your body, your skin absorbs them.
Right.
And it's just like magnesium. And I said, just spray like the, every time you start to feel a cramp, do it before you go to bed at night. And like 15 minutes, your cramp goes away. He was like, I sent him like $300 worth of product. And he started taking, he's like, my gosh, that actually worked. I sent an email to, now everybody in Sun City outside of Austin is taking Beam Minerals. And I'm like, well, I guess I should have been an affiliate because I wasn't. I'm glad I'm able to help you guys out. So
that's funny.
Yeah, very simple.
Now
but there's so many simple things you do. Don't let it overwhelm you. There's a lot of shiny dimes in the longevity space. There's a lot of magic potions and lotions. Stick to the basics: intermittent fasting, resistance training, OsteoStrong, decent. Oh, and protein. That's the other thing that people don't get enough of. They need a lot of protein.
Yes.
And if you can't get it from meat or you're vegan, there are some great amino acids out there that you can take. I really like Fortigen by Jaquish biomedical, and I like there's an amino acid by Life Extension. I believe, now is it Life Extension? No, it's Advanced Bionutritionals. Advanced Bionutritionals has a great amino. Either one comes in a capsule, Jaquish Biomedicals in a powder, and you probably need, everybody needs like 100 to 150, without getting into the technical reasons why, 100 to 150 grams of protein a day. And you can get that just from doing that simple supplement. Now you're getting protein so easy.
You're 100% right. And what do you say to someone who feels like it's too late for them to start?
Well, it's, first of all, I get it. Like, sometimes people are overwhelmed, or they feel like it's just too late, I'm out of it, whatever. What I can tell you is just the few things that I have mentioned here, that within 3 months to 6 months, I've seen a complete lifestyle, complete physiological change in people in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. Just people coming to OsteoStrong, I've had people in their 80s who are in their 70s who came to OsteoStrong with full-blown osteoporosis. After a few years, they had the bone density of close to a 30-year-old. They were standing up straight, their strength had returned, and they had no joint and back pain. Like, once you have that back, like, once you're, like, for me personally, I had decades of chronic joint and back pain. Once that went away for me, I didn't realize how much movement I was editing out of my own daily activities to protect myself from pain. Because when you have chronic pain, you're doing everything you can to keep that from becoming a bigger issue. So there's all these things you're not doing. And so then I got excited about my health again. Like, I'm not in pain. So then I started working out more. Then I started actually caring more about what I would eat. I didn't care about it before because I was depressed and I didn't even know it. Right? It was just low grade chronic depression. What am I going to do? I can't even work out. My back's always hurting. My arm's hurting. My knees are popping. I'm in my late 30s. I look like crap. I feel like crap. And what's the point? Here, I'll go. Give me a tequila and let's go sit down and eat a hamburger. Like, if you're trying to cope with the stress, right? I'm just not feeling good. And so when you start feeling physically good, man, you see people become evangelical about their health because you're just like, oh my gosh, the fog has been lifted. I can see. I feel so good. I want
100%.
everybody to feel this freaking good. It wasn't that hard. I think if you could just, anybody could do anything for, 15, 20 minutes once a day for 3 months while following some certain nutritional things and intermittent fasting, cutting out all the crap food, you're gonna feel so much better.
Oh, 100%. I agree with you. Now
I
you
know.
spent
That's why you're doing this podcast, because you're evangelizing. You get excited about it.
100%. This is the stuff I love.
We all do. I mean, I started a worldwide franchise brand on it because I was like, this changed my life. Oh my gosh, I got to tell the world about it.
100%. When you see it help yourself, that's like a motivator. If it helped you, they're like, wow, this could help other people that have this and that and this and that. And it's like one good person helps another good person, and if that person helps another person, imagine the
Well,
change
it
that
just
we can
starts
make.
resonating of all this resonation of higher energy and positivity throughout the world. It's like you bless the world if you help one person. You, it's, it's not 1 + 1 = 2. It's 1 + 1 = 3 or 10 or 20. That's what we do.
100%. Now, you spent over a decade helping people from 8 to 92 get stronger and rethink age. And so, what do you want every person listening to understand about their bones, about their strength, about what becomes possible for them when they start taking care of their body that they actually been ignoring?
What's one thing? Give it a month, and you're going to start feeling better. Not just overall. Your energy is going to go up because it's going to affect your dopamine, your serotonin. Usually within, and when I say a month, that's one day a week for a month. We're talking about 4 or 5 sessions. Most people, their joint and back pain is gone. If you could just come and experience that one thing, and if I'm right about that, keep doing it because there's so many other physiological things that are happening. Just doing one session at OsteoStrong is medicine for your body. If you could trigger osteocalcin, people leave OsteoStrong. They're like, I don't know why when I leave, I just feel so much better. That's the dopamine and serotonin hit you're getting from releasing osteocalcin. But that's also helping metabolic reconditioning because now your pancreas is functioning better.
Right.
Like you're going to get all these health benefits, but if you come in for just one thing, most people deal with some level of joint and back pain. It's usually between 2 to 8 or 9 sessions, so you might have to give it 2 months.
Yeah.
Most people who've had chronic joint and back pain, it's gone.
Right.
And I spoke from personal experience from this, it saved me. So just if it gives you that benefit, then continue on with it as long as you can. It will continue to pay massive dividends. It's so easy to do. I
I
tried to
love
make it as easy as possible.
that. Well, easy is good. Now, when it comes to the different services that you provide, can you share with us all the different things that you do and what you provide?
Yeah, so we have about 14 different modalities that will allow our franchisees to choose from to offer in their centers. And so we'll see different things in different osteostrongs. You'll see a lot of overlap as well. They're all approved. They either are generally synergistic to bone health or strength or balance or pain. And so I'm a big fan of pulsed electromagnetic field mats or
Yeah.
PEMF mats. Those help with circulation. Those help with osteoblastic bone building cell activity. You'll see biochargers. I probably shouldn't have brought that one up. I really like the biocharger. I have one in my living
Yeah.
room. Those are kind of fun to sit around, and the energy frequencies that come off there do different things for your health. That's all I'm going to
Right.
say that because we're not going to do a biocharger. I love it. It's just complicated to explain. Red light therapy is a big one. Red light therapy helps your mitochondrial health, and it also will help your body produce its own collagen, which you kind of lose that ability after 40 years old, and you need it for skin and hair and bone.
Yeah.
Then you'll see compression boots that are good for circulation and lymphatic drainage. So these are just some of the things that you'll see there in an osteostrong. The thing that's going to get you the results we've talked about in this entire podcast are the four devices that we made. Everything else is good for you too. Like it makes the experience fun. If you just want a spa day for you that's non-complicated,
Right.
those are the things that we've done for you.
Love that. Now, where can people find you?
So me personally, I don't really, I don't do my own podcast. The world has beautiful, amazing people like you doing that. And I know how much work it is to create podcasts and track down guests, and God bless you for doing it. To find OsteoStrong is to just go to osteostrong.me, OsteoStrongMe, and you can find locations through the website there. We've got about 210 locations in 14 countries, soon to be 15. And so we're always growing. We're always looking for a new franchise owner. So if that's something you want to do, we'd certainly like to talk to you. My goal is to change a trend of bone mineral density for the entire world. So I've got a lot of work to do. But if you just want to go in and try a session, many centers will just allow you to try a session for free. Go contact them online. Just see if it's something for you and you'll like it. It's great. Look for The Bone Betrayal. That'll be the book. It's not a book about OsteoStrong, and the only thing about OsteoStrong that's mentioned in there really is kind of like in the introduction of like me and Dr. Jimmy Youngblood are the authors of it. Tony Robbins wrote the foreword to it for us, but it's about bone. It's not a self-serving promotional sales manual. It's you're
Right.
just going to be learning like more deep dive and interesting facts than you learned than what has already been shared with you on this podcast. It's a worthwhile read. And it should be on Amazon in a few weeks.
That's awesome. That's exciting. So, is there a takeaway or something that you want the listeners to remember that we talked about today that you feel will make an impact in their lives?
Most people are afraid to do something like increase their bone density because they think it's going to be a big commitment of time and money, and it's hard. OsteoStrong is super easy, and people do it. Like I said earlier, about 90 to 100% of our members are coming in every week, so you don't have to worry. It's just another thing I'm going to do, sign up for, and not do it. That's not the case.
Yeah.
People use it, so you're going to get the benefit.
Right.
It's easy. You just wear your everyday clothes. You're not going to break a sweat. You're not going to get sore the next day. You're going to come in there, do a session. You're going to like, that was easy. And then you're going to go about your life and you do whatever you want to do. We're not Somebody was telling me in the very beginning of my business, when I was first getting started, I hired a guy from the gym industry, and he kept saying, this is a lifestyle business. I was like, what do you mean this is a lifestyle business? He kept saying that. He goes, well, it's a lifestyle thing. I said, you become from a gym industry. I said, you do need to adopt gym workouts as a lifestyle or you won't do it. I said, I don't want to change anybody's lifestyle. Yeah. I just want to enable them to have whatever lifestyle they want. So we enable freedom to do whatever you want to do. I'm not going to get into the business of changing somebody's lifestyle. I just want to give you freedom.
Yeah.
So OsteoStrong is simple, it's easy, it's sweat-free, and it's just a pathway for you to get maximum freedom in your life. And when you have your strength and your pain, your strength return, your pain go away, you're going to want to do more.
Right.
So just give yourself that spark and the change and the fire will start. And keep coming back to us with Stacy. She's going to give you a lot of great advice on your health, and just keep learning, keep paying attention. And when the pain goes away and the strength comes back, you're going to want more of that.
I love it. And for the listeners out there, it turns out that one of the biggest keys to living long and living well was hiding in the plain sight inside our bones. And it never is too early or too late to start protecting it. And Kyle opened our eyes today to see something most of us have never seen or thought about. He gave us the real hope that we can stay strong for life. And Kyle, I just want to thank you for being here. And once again, just tell everybody your website address and where they can find you again on any social media.
OsteoStrong.me is our website. It's the best place to find a location. We also have a YouTube page with a lot of testimonials and of members and franchise owners and that kind of thing. You can learn it. Does this really work? Best thing you're going to do is just go in and try out a free session, and you'll find locations, osteostrongme.me, and look for the Bone Betrayal book in a couple of weeks if you want to learn more about what we were talking about today.
I love it. And if this changed how you think about health, share it with someone that you want to keep strong and vibrant for years to come. And I just want to thank you so much, Kyle, for being on the show today and sharing what I can see is a true passion for you. It's not just a company or a job. It's something that comes from the heart and just wanted to help others. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate what you do. And like I said, one good heart, that's all it takes. And you have more than one good heart, but you know, I really thank you so much. Your knowledge and everything you shared today was phenomenal.
Thank you, Stacy.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.